Welcome, everyone. Thank you for joining. Bez Hashem, we are learning Shmir Salosh and Shara Tevuna, Perikir Aleph, and Shema 201. The Chofetz Chaim is encouraging us to strengthen our midos habitochen, to trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the more a person has bitochen, he strengthens his trust in Hashem, it'll refrain him, it'll hold himself back. This midos habitochen will hold the person back from violating Yisurim, Lashon Hara, Rechilus, and etc. and etc. Here, the Chofetz Chaim is telling us that a person who steals, mistreats someone in business, in any way, he takes money from another person. Let's give a marshal. He steals $50,000 from the person. This Reuven who stole the $50,000 does not gain a penny. So you say, what do you mean? He didn't have $50,000, and now he has $50,000. The Chofetz Chaim explains as follows. We all know, it wasn't too long ago, that we were davening Rosh Hashanah, Seiros Meitshuva, Yom Kippur. And the Gzar Din of how much a person will make this coming year was Nigzer, was decreed on Yom Kippur. You want to say Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, it was already decreed, it's finished. This Reuven, who stole the $50,000. So you say, okay, let's say he was supposed to make $300,000 this year. So now he has $350,000. But that's incorrect. Because the Chofetz Chaim explains that it's midah k'neged midah. And this Reuven who stole the $50,000, he will lose the $50,000 in a different place. Maybe he needs a new transmission, or a new boiler, and a new roof. And it adds up to $50,000. But not only that, the Gemara brings, the Chofetz Chaim brings the Gemara in Sukkah that tells us in Daf Chav Tes Med Beis, Arba Dvorim Nichsei Bali Batim Yordin L'tmoin. There are four things that a person does, a balabas they do, that causes their property to be destroyed. So, you buy homeowner's insurance. This is a chelik of that. What is this aveir that a person might do, one of the four? So take a look in Gemara Sukkah Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis for the other three. V'kachoshev echad mehen, one of the three, mivnei sheporkin mi'ol mi'atzmon v'noitz ne'al chavereihen. They take the yoke of responsibility off of their own necks and place it on their fellow's necks. So what does this mean? The Chofetz Chaim explains, it's really what Gemara says, that they're shirking the responsibility of earning a livelihood in an honest way. And what are they doing? They're stealing from someone else. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Mida k'neged mida. Mida k'neged mida. You're going to lose that $50,000. But the Chofetz Chaim explains it's even more than that. Because it's not just the $50,000. But just like there's a person who's contagious, he has a virus, he's sick. But let's say you have some fruit that gets moldy and gets contact with other moldy fruit. It spreads. And the Chofetz Chaim continues to explain that's not just the $50,000 he's going to lose, but he's losing more as well. He'll lose more. So two things we have to understand, take out from here. Number one, we have to mechazek amidas ha'emes, to never do a ra of stealing, and that person will never gain. He's going to lose what he's stealing, and he's going to lose even more. Number two, the person who Rachman al-Latzon was stolen from, and he's not able to deal with it and get it back from this individual, he has to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of him. And the Nisoyin Lo Yaleinu, we should never have this challenge, is tremendously difficult. Especially when you see the other person driving the Ferrari, whatever you want to call it, whatever mashal you want to use. And in the meantime, the person himself, he can't pay his bills. Plus, he can't pay his water bill, his electric bill. He doesn't have money to buy food. He's thinking, where's the yashas? So we shouldn't think, where's the yashas? We have to know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us a nisayon now. And the nisayon now is to trust in Hashem. This person who stole, he's going to give a din de cheshbin on every single thing that he did. Gemara says, in Sanhedrin Daf Ches, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says to the Rishoyim, Lo yidayin she'atem goizlim. It's not enough that you steal. Not enough that you steal. Ela she'atem matrichin o yisi lo'ashiv ha'gzeil le'baylev. You, so to say, burden me, says Hashem, to return the stolen money to the rightful owner. And Hashem says, that's not appropriate. That's, you're doing two things wrong now. Number one, you're stealing. I say, don't steal. Number two, like Kiviyochel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I have other things to take care of. And you're burdening me because I'm going to take the money that you stole away from you and give it back to the Nigzel, the one who was stolen from. Where do we see this in the Torah? Hafachba v'hafachba d'kailuba. Where do you find in the Torah? Delve into it and you'll see this exact ma'isa of a ganef, of a thief, of a shakron who stole and he lost it all. Lavan Arasha. Yaakov Avinu is getting ready to leave and HaKadosh Baruch Hu performs the nisim and he takes the sheep from Lavan, makes them the speckled and the colors and this and that. And this is all to punish Lavan HaRasha. Shema Toimar. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe you'll ask, Eich Mutuli Lasa is Dover Zeh, to take the sheep from Lavan and give them to Yaakov? Lito Mehashpasa is Shalavan Litein Elecho? To give from Lavan to give to you, Yaakov? Lezeh Mesayim HaMalach, so the Malach says, from Hashem, Kiri'isi es kol asher os, es kol asher lovin oisilucha. I've seen everything that lovin did to you. Now this is decades later. Shehichlif es maskutcho aser es moinim v'notal hashposcho. He changed your payment. He changed the payment terms 10 different times. And he took what was rightfully yours, and he took it away from you. L'kach ani machzer elecha. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the mouth, therefore I'm going to return it to you. So the Chavetz Chaim is telling us that just like in the mashal which we discussed yesterday, when the father gave food to his children, there are two ways of dealing with it. Al pi halacha, and not al pi halacha. And if we deal with it al pi halacha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of that person who was attacked. However, but if a person will not follow the proper path, he's going to fight with this other person, even if he's right, that the person stole from him. Like in the case of the marshal with the older brother, this will not bring nachas ruach to Hashem. Just like the father, whose children are fighting at the table. Concludes the Chavetz Chaim on a positive note, and concludes this parak and says as follows: "Chshiyisnahi kein b'midas habitochem." The person acts properly with the midas habitochem. What does it mean, midas habitochem? What does it mean to act properly? That means not to violate, take actions into your own hands, and do the wrong thing. Nekama, nitira, revenge, whatever you want to say. Yiskeliro is bechazdoi v'toivosoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person will merit to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's yad, his hand of chesed. As the pasuk says in Tehillim, tamu, taste uru and see, ki toiv Hashem, because Hashem is good, ashrei hagever yechzbei, fortunate is the person who trusts in Hashem, who takes shelter, protection from Hashem. The Chavetz Chaim, he focuses on the words, what does it mean, tamu uru, taste and see? What is it, taste? What are you tasting? And he concludes and says that when the person evokes the midas habitachon and realizes now is my nisayon to trust in Hashem after the person really stole from me, after the person really mistreated me, how am I going to behave? I'm going to trust in Hashem and do halachically the right thing. I'm not going to speak lashon hara. I'm not going to say rechilus. I'm not going to think of a scheme how to get back to the person. The person will be tamu ru'u. He'll taste the bitachon. Kei nishi yesh loy be'emes midas ha'bitachon hu makir es goydel tuvoy Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Person who has and evokes the Smidus HaBitachon, he acquires this attribute, this trait of trusting in Hashem. He's going to be able to tamur'u, to taste. He's going to realize and feel and see, not just to see, but to taste it as well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you. You'll be able to feel it. You'll be able to taste it. Tamur'u. Kitoiv Hashem. Ashrei hagever yechzeboi. We should all be zeiche. That if a Nisayin comes to us, and the Nisayin will come to us, because Hashem says, I want to elevate you. I want to strengthen your spiritual muscles. So I'm going to give you Nisayinus. Because I love you, says Hashem. We should remind ourselves that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Toyiv Hashem Lekol. Hashem is good to all. And when it looks very difficult, and there's no solution, cry out to Hashem. Daven to Hashem. Ask Hashem for Siyata Shemaya, for help. Tell Hashem you trust in Him. You don't have to understand. Say, I don't understand. I trust in you. And you should be Zoyche Tamur Uki Toiv, to be able to taste the victory, to taste the success, to taste how Kodesh Baruch Hu, and see how Hashem is with you, and Hashem should fulfill and fill up that which was taken away. Hatzlacha Rabbah.